Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Belinda blinked. It wasn't a dream. Rocky Flintstone has just been unleashed. And here we have a short story. Dr. Henriquez, I presume. The heavily scented and beautifully languid river flowed steadily on its way to the sea. Jim Sterling thought idly to himself, much like the women around here. An odd splash in the deep waters coincided with the sharp tattoo of a parrot calling for its mate as the short dusk grew into darkness. One by one, the clinic's lights came on gently, illuminating the wooden teak terrace where Jim was waiting to meet his surgeon. The sound of heavy breathing and brisk walking made Jim turn in the direction it was emanating from. A tall, powerful man, dressed in a dark business suit, emerged from the jungle surrounding the clinic and held out a hand. Jim quickly rose from his planter's chair, snuffed out his cigar, and placed his caipirinha cocktail onto a dark wooden teak side table. He spoke animatedly, as if he was meeting royalty. "Dr. Henriquez, I presume." "Jim Sterling, I hope," replied the good doctor in his North American accent. "Otherwise, we'll be evicting you from the premises for trespass." Henriquez laughed and continued smiling, his white teeth flashing in the darkness like pearls from the deepest ocean. Jim smiled, and the men shook hands firmly, each acknowledging the other's prowess in their respective fields of commerce and surgery. Henriquez beckoned Jim to sit down and started to run through the next 24 hours' events. "Tonight, you'll dine with your choice of one of our hostesses, who will ensure you've had your sexual, as well as your normal, appetite completely satisfied. We do this to ensure that none of the internal pathways are blocked, and to give you a last jolly good time, as you'll be celibate for at least a month afterwards. Understood?" Jim nodded. He was speechless. He didn't know he was getting a free fuck as well as the op. His mood lightened considerably, as well it might, since his tangle with the English woman, Belinda, he'd been feeling a bit down and just a little bit rejected. Though, He knew she'd done her best in the difficult conditions he'd presented her with.
"Gee, Doc, a month? Is that really necessary?" said the Texan.
"I'm afraid so, Jim. That's why you need to feast tonight. Just like the male lion who only eats whenever he makes a kill." Jim Sterling nodded. He could understand that comment. After all, wasn't he the lion in his particular business field? And he wanted to be a lion in the bedroom as well. That was why he was committed to this operation, and he wanted it to work so badly he'd do what it took, celibacy and all.
"Now, have you any other questions for me?" asked Enriquez. "Otherwise, we'll get started, and I'll be seeing you on the operating table midday tomorrow. Enjoy."
Dr. Marco Enriquez disappeared back into the jungle, leaving Jim thinking and waiting for his hostesses to arrive. He was going to enjoy the first part, that was a cert, even though it was setting him back a cool $500,000. Jim chose Amanda, not because it was the only Brazilian girl's name he could pronounce, but because she had the perfect chocolate-coloured skin and the most beautifully shaped breasts. They reminded him of Belinda Blumenthal, with whom he was unashamedly and unhealthily, he thought, becoming enthralled.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dinner was wonderful, served on the outdoor terrace, looking towards the Manaus Opera House far away in the distance. The humid heat, cold Brazilian Chardonnay, and Amanda's lilting Brazilian accent all lured him into a deep sense of contentment. When it was time to retire, Jim ordered a couple of bottles to be brought to his room. He didn't want to be disturbed when the action started, he justified to himself. Sterling closed his suite door behind him and took Amanda in his arms. She teasingly kissed him on his lips. He responded, lightly. No more clumsy Jim Sterling of old, he thought. Slowly, he removed her long silk, multicoloured dress, enjoying her nakedness as she revealed herself to him. In return, Amanda removed his shirt, slacks and boxers. Jim waited for the moment of revulsion, concern or disapproval he'd experienced regularly with other women. It didn't happen. She'd obviously been well briefed, and instead Amanda took him by the waist and placed him gently onto the bed. Jim's very small cock rose upwards, waving its delicate head in the air like a drowning sailor, gasping for air before he sunk forever under the violent waves. Within seconds, Amanda had it deep inside her vagina, ensuring it was pushing against her clit whilst Jim embraced her gorgeous tits with his large hands and fucked her for all he was worth. Amanda blinked. The next morning, Jim awoke fresh from his late-night exertions. He breakfasted lightly, according to Enrique's instructions. A couple of scrambled eggs laid out on a banana leaf with some macadamia nut coffee and a glass of orange juice. Amanda joined him as he finished and took him by the hand to the laboratory where he had to make a couple of delicate decisions. The first being the final length of his new organ. Jim studied the plastic examples laid out in front of him with his full attention.
"This is crucial," he thought. "If I make it too small, I needn't have bothered spending my $500,000. Too big, and I'll quickly become a laughing stock, and all the beautiful women will eschew me for what I am, a very big Texan."
He finally answered,
"No, I'll leave that decision in the hands of the duck."
Amanda nodded and said, "That is a very good decision, Jim. It is becoming more obvious to me why you are such a successful businessman. You can take advice when you need it." Jim blinked. Why? He'd never thought of that. He just had a gut instinct to make sure all his bases were covered, and the best way to do that was to ask around. But he had one more decision to make. Or again, leave it to the doc, before he went on the operating table. Amanda sat him down in the corner of the lab and went off to fetch some stuff for him to look at. Jim relaxed and observed the busy scene in front of him. Three very beautiful white-coated lab technicians were busy preparing what looked like goo from various muds that had obviously been extracted from the banks of the Amazon River. Jim was fascinated and asked himself, "Was this the secret of the doc's success?" Amanda returned with what looked like a home decorator's colour chart that went through the complete spectrum of colours and was as equally bulky.
"Jim," she breathed, "this is very important. As once decided upon, there is no going back for at least 3 years. So make your choice wisely."
Jim blinked. Amanda continued,
"The colour you choose will be the exact colour of your semen when ejaculated. Remember, only the devil is allowed black. And equally, only an Orscord allowed white. In between, you, Jim Sterling, have all these." She carefully passed him the colour chart, and Jim began flicking through its contents. "Gee, I know I'm good at making decisions on where to put new supermarkets, but I always leave the decor to Hank Skank. Can I make a call?"
"Jim, I'm sorry. Only you can choose. And we need to start the process in the next 5 minutes, or we have to postpone your op for another week."
Jim gasped and squeaked. "Another week? Why, I've got Belinda penciled in for a meeting in 21 days. I can't afford any delay, not even one day."
Jim squirreled through the colours, opened them like a deck of cards, shut his eyes and randomly pointed at one.
"Amanda, I'm going to trust you and ask, would this one be okay for a big Texan like me? I mean, is it pink?"
Amanda blinked. She replied,
"Why, Jim, a lot of people like pink, and so do I. But the colour you've chosen is a wondrous blue. I'll get it over to the lab right now."
Jim opened his eyes and knew immediately he'd made the right choice. All he had to do now was get on that operating table. Jim Sterling blinked.
So, if you like the style of my podcast, then I'd like to get you the special gift for the Belinda Blinked fan in your life. I will record your message in the same style as my podcast, Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. So,
tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, Jenny Morton. Rocky Flintstone here, just wishing you a very, very happy birthday. Enjoy your day and see you soon. Cheers! You can get this a great, unique present from my Etsy store, Rocky's Pavilion, all one word. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Ciao! Thank you.